You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Wednesday, April the 12th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race programme at Dundalk, of course, normally on a Friday, but we've got an extra bonus of a fixture in midweek, so let's hopefully take advantage of it. The best race comes up in the shape of the 7:30, which is a listed race for the three-year-olds. And either side of that, we've got some very good maidens and handicaps as well to make it, once again, a competitive card for us to get our teeth stuck into. We begin with a two-year-old contest, which comes up at 5:25. And there are one or two choicely bred newcomers from powerful stables making their debuts here. None more so than Darley, who represents the stable that took this race last year in the shape of Cavaret Vaggio. So hopes will be high that this son of Scat Daddy can follow suit. He has got the first time tongue tie on, so obviously just keep an eye on that. And just by the activity in the market this morning, he's quietly fancied to follow suit in his more illustrious stablemate's hoofprints. However, he's up against Joseph O'Brien's True Blue Moon, and the vibes are that this colt by Holy Roman Emperor is quite a nice youngster from that stable. Of course, have already got a guide, having had a nice two-year-old run well the other day at Nace on the turf in the shape of Spirit Pearl. So if that horse is as good as that one, then we've got every chance of seeing this True Blue Moon find his way into the winner's enclosure at the first time of asking. But a race probably worth watching and making a few notes of the future rather than getting stuck into quite heavily.
Race 2.
On to my nap of the night then, which comes up in race 2. And the one to concentrate on here is Mickey Halford's Yulong Ziyongyin, who made a spectacular winning debut when last seen on the 7th of December. I was really impressed by the way this horse won that night. Although it was over 7 furlongs, he showed bright pace right from the start. He jumped out of the stalls. He was on the bunny straight away. And he basically dictated that race from start to finish and never, ever looked remotely in trouble. As I said, I do like the early speed he showed that occasion. So that makes me believe that dropping back to 5 furlongs is certainly going to be no problem for this colt by Footsteps in the Sand. And clearly Mickey Halford is also thinking along those lines as well. He must have been showing plenty of speed at home for him to even consider dropping him down 2 furlongs. Not only that, he's got a great stall position to ride an attacking ride. Shay Fowley here, drawn in stall 1. So with a good break, getting to that corner first, so that if he holds the curb, he could be very, very difficult to pass down the straight. So Yulong Ziyongyin is a very strong choice there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then. Quite a trappy looking 5 furlong handicap. Must admit, I haven't got an overly strong view here. Quite a few disappointing types, none of which have got obvious credentials, and more importantly, none of them which have got massive 5 furlong form either, particularly Shelby, for instance. This horse has been chalked up at 5-1 this morning, but his last run was over a mile, and prior to that, a mile and a quarter. So where he's going to find 5 furlong speed, I do not know. But anyway, the two that I quite like here, one of them would have to be Sweetest Taboo from the William McCreary stable. Just the one winning 16 for this mare, but she's run quite well on several appearances here at Dundalk. Most notably when she was 5th not too long ago in a decent little contest here, much better than this. She also ran really well on the turf back in June when she was 2nd to Shanghai Butin. And if she would have been probably ridden with a little bit more confidence in the saddle, she might have actually won that day. So I'm quite happy to see Billy Lee on her this evening. She's certainly got enough decent speed figures next to her name to run a big race there in race number 3. And the other one to keep an eye on is Mr. Michael. Again, a horse who hasn't got obvious form credentials coming into this race. But if you go far enough back in the annals of time, you would have seen this horse run really well on several occasions over course and distance, including a good 5th not too far in the dim and distant past. First time headgear on as well tonight. Should just sharpen this horse's mind up. And with Shane Fowley on board, I'd also expect Mr. Michael to run quite well at a decent price in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, which comes up at 7 o'clock, and it is a mile claimer, in which several of these have been locking horns on one or two occasions throughout the winter. They are Burn the Boats, Elusive in Paris, and He's Our Music. Not for the first time, they three clash. And on the last time that they performed on the 24th of March, Burn the Boats came out on top. So therefore, I expect Johnny Levens's charge to do exactly the same yet again. Pretty easy race to read. He's Our Music, I'll go off in front. And then just in behind will be Elusive in Paris and Burn the Boats, like they often are. And it's basically whoever's strongest down the lane. Well, Johnny Levens's charge certainly proved that last time out. Despite troubling running as well, in my eyes, he ran out quite a ready winner. So it makes no sense to me why he's a 5-2 poke to take this contest, looking at the market this morning. I do keep an eye on Natini as well. This horse come out of a good race of the day at Leopardstown on the figures when finishing a never nearer eighth behind Beachmount Whisper. Definitely going to improve for this better surface and stepping up in trips. That one's definitely not to be underestimated either at a much bigger price. But Burn the Boats, quite a confident choice there to get the better of his old rivals in race four.
Race five.
On to the big race of the night then, which is the 7:30 to 7 furlong listed race. And there are quite a few really good horses in this race going forward for the rest of the season. The main target for me here would be Ambassadorial from the Mickey Halford stable. He's just had the two runs, but he's been impressive on both of his two starts to date. First time of all on debut when he beat Thomas O'Manley and Gino Severini in pretty decisive fashion. And then he managed to take the step up in grade when winning a listed race on his second and final start back in October. Even though he was slowly away, he quickly recovered the ground, and his finishing speed in the home straight was something to behold. He did 34 and change that night, which is a very good time for a 7-furlong race. So he's obviously got plenty of quality about him, and he makes an eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance, and he would be the choice. Just Over War Secretary has also got form in the book for the Aidan O'Brien stab, and I'd much prefer him than I do Intelligence Cross, who at the moment, anyway, to my eyes, looks as though he's a 6-furlong sprinter rather than a horse that will get beyond that. So I'd just be having a watching brief on him tonight. But Ambassadorial, who comes here off the back of two really impressive wins over the course, he's taken to complete the hat-trick there in the race number five.
Race number six.
On to race six then, which comes up at 8 o'clock. Quite a fascinating looking mile and a quarter filly's maiden we have here as well. I really did like the performance of Puppet Show on her final start last year over 7 furlongs. She was noted making some really good ground in the latter stages to finish third behind Tempora and Asking. And of course, we've seen that form already this season work out quite nicely, because Asking won a good race here at Dundalk 2 weeks ago. Given that she's by Galileo and the way that she finished off her race last time out, I'd expect Puppet Show to leave her form as a T-Roll well behind and really make up into a nice middle distance filly for Connections. She has the first time hood on as well. Do keep an eye on Panstar as well. I thought she ran with a good deal of credit the other night behind the aforementioned Asking. And although she wasn't unduly knocked about in the closing stages, I also expect her to improve quite significantly. You add in the likes of Keep My Heart, Breeze, who's been well backed, and Assam from the all-conquering Dermot Weld stable. And we've got plenty to get our teeth stuck into there for the future.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a mile and a quarter handicap, coming up at 8:30 for the three-year-olds. And quite a few different form strands being brought together here. The one I quite like, however, is Mickey Halford's Allography, who's proven his worth in recent times here at Dundalk, particularly as he's had more experience under his belt. He was unlucky two starts ago when he bumped into Remember the Days, who's obviously very highly regarded from the Joseph O'Brien stable. And he finally got off the mark in deserved fashion a month later when he took the scalp of Sir Danilo and Memorial Rose in quite a good time figure race. And I do like the way he finished off his race that day. He only had to be given a couple of flicks with a whip inside the latter stages, but he won very readily as he went through the line quite strong, and I certainly don't see any reason to suggest he won't get the extra 2 furlongs quite comfortably here tonight. He would be my number one choice, just ahead of Room to Roam from the Joe Lyon stable. I quite like the way he finished off his race over 7 furlongs of the day at Leopardstown. Now, it is a big jump up in trip, but given that he has caught the eye several times finishing strongly in his races, there's a good chance that he will be fully effective over this extra 3 furlongs here tonight. But Allography from the Mickey Halford stable would be my choice there in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which comes up at 9 o'clock. A very competitive looking mile and a quarter handicap it is as well. The solid one for me, however, would be Locus Standy from the Jim Boulder stable. Jim's done really well here in the last few weeks with several horses such as this, including Elusive Approach. And this horse added to Jim's winning tally when he scored here on the 16th of March, over a mile and a half. Unfortunately, he was apprentice ridden on his very next start when he finished a disappointing seventh behind Six Silver Lane, but he was taken up the inside of the track, and that is definitely not the place to be here at Dundalk in recent times. Back in the hands of more experienced pilot Kevin Manning here last week, he paid for chase in a very hot pace set up by Sharjah, who maintained a red-hot gallop throughout, but given that he was drawn on stall 14 and he had to use up a bit of petrol just to get to the front runner on that occasion, certainly paid for him in the latter stage, and his performance deserves upgrading. Much better drawn tonight. I'd expect Locus Standy to bounce back to form and provide each way backers with a good bit of cheer there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Sunday's next edition of the podcast. We're going to be taking a look at Fairy House's first day of their three-day spring Irish Grand National Festival. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.